Welcome, Jeff Bonoff. You're the president of PFLAG Sandpoint. And welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. I know that PFLAG, that's P-F-L-A-G, Sandpoint, has a big event coming on the 17th of July. And June has been Pride Month. And we want to hear all about that. But first, let's start with, what is PFLAG Sandpoint? A little brief history, its mission. What does PFLAG stand for?
Okay. PFLAG is actually an acronym. It stands for Parents, Family, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. It is a national 501c3 organization. We are a advocacy group, advocacy support group for the LGBTQ community here in, well, not just Sandpoint, but all of North Idaho. There are over 400 chapters nationwide. It was started back, I want to say, in 1973, I believe, is when PFLAG first held their very first meeting. And it's just growing from state to state. And I see there are chapters in every state of the union now.
So what is kind of, so that's the brief history, and it's you know, an important organization that helps, as you say, advocate and support. And it's not just supporting gays and lesbians, but it's also supporting families. Can you talk a little bit about how it's a bigger picture than someone's choice?
Absolutely. PFLAG is, you're right, PFLAG is for the entire family. You know, say if your child or, yeah, even as an adult, if when you come out, you know, and, you know, as gay or lesbian or trans, whatever, it affects your entire family. And it's a journey that the entire family should actually go on together. I mean, all of us in PFLAG have been basically where you are right now. You know, we've had the questions ourselves, and you know, we are, you know, we have parents in the group that, you know, can answer, you know, questions for the parents, because I'm sure it's just as scary for the parents as it is for the child to come out. I mean, they've all got to have questions.
So when you say support, that's one way you can support families through the process of a child coming out, or advocacy. How do you do advocacy?
Correct. I mean, you know, we're an organization that's there, you know, we're there for the child, and we are there for the parents as well. I mean, you know, we are basically a peer support group. You know, none of us are counselors, although we do have access to local counselors here in town. We're in direct contact with them. If they need, you know, someone needs their support, we can direct them however they need to go.
So you said since 1973, PFLAG first started somewhere in the country and it spread. And the PFLAG Sandpoint really serves North Idaho. Is there one in Spokane? Is there a organization there?
Yes, there is a PFLAG Spokane. There was, up until recently, a chapter in Coeur d'Alene, but their interest kind of waned and they folded a couple of years ago. I know there is an effort to try and get that one going again. There is also one in, I believe, Moscow, okay. But that's, yeah, other than Sandpoint, that's the closest two chapters would be Spokane or Moscow.
So through its mission, and it sounds like it's to advocate and support those in that community that Correct. Is identified, what are there other organizations that sort of meet that same criteria or have similar outreach as PFLAG?
There are. Those organizations that are, well, there's one in Spokane called Odyssey Youth Movement. That is geared, they have a facility that is open like after school and during weekends. I mean, that is something that I would like to see happen here in Sandpoint eventually. And there is also in Coeur d'Alene, there is a group called North Idaho Pride Alliance, which they kind of grew from PFLAG Coeur d'Alene. They do a broader scope of things. They do, different activities and advocacy things. They work with the Human Rights Education Institute in Coeur d'Alene. They do things with Spokane PFLAG, and they will be here as well for our event in July.
Okay, so do you see in our community that the mission and vision or the need, the things that PFLAG Sandpoint supports and advocates for, there is a need?
Yes, there is. I mean, there are a lot of grade school, high school, junior high kids who, they are questioning. And not to get into anything really deep, but with the climate of North Idaho, so to speak, a lot of kids are scared. They don't want to come out because of that. And that is what we're here for, is we're doing the things we do to tell them that it's okay. It's okay for you to come out. Yes, I know you're scared. You have questions, but you're not. Well, basically, you're not broken. You are who you are, and you are just trying to live your life, live your authentic self.
So when you say you try to help them understand this, it really, especially if it's a junior high student, you work with the families.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So you work through the families.
We involve the entire
parents.
Correct. We involve the entire family. Yes.
Okay. Sounds like it's about inclusion and understanding, support, and as you said, advocacy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So June was Pride Month. What does Pride Month mean?
Correct. Well, the Pride Month, actually, a little history. It was, basically started in 1969, I guess would be the catalyst, in New York. At the Stonewall Inn. Back then, the Stonewall was a bar for the gay and lesbian and trans community. And back then, the police department and law enforcement for lack of a better word, was not very nice to the gay community. And it got to the point where they said the people in Stonewall, it was Marsha P. Johnson. She was a Black trans woman. She stood up to the enough is enough. And there was maybe a 3-day riot. I'm not exactly sure the whole history.
What came out of that was a pride parade.
Exactly. It was the Gay Liberation Parade, I think is what they called it at first. And then, as things grew early 70s, I can't remember exactly when, in San Francisco, Gilbert Baker designed the first Pride, the Rainbow Pride flag. And from there, Pride just grew that each, June, we're kind of remembering the fact that, okay, June is when Stonewall happened. And this is, it's a celebration of how far we've come, I guess. I mean, yes, we have a long ways to go yet, but marriage equality is still, has passed. But a lot of towns and cities, there are just laws and things working against the gay community. And those are the kinds of things that, PFLAG, in a broad term, that's kind of the things that we advocate for. We work with the ACLU and other organizations to lobby Congress and legislatures saying, okay, these laws need to be passed to protect this community.
So it sounds like it's part of the human rights movement.
Yes, exactly. It is. It is very much an integral part of the human rights movement.
Okay. So Pride Parade, the month of June was called Pride Month. All over the country, all over the world, probably. And it was, and as you're saying, it's really based on how far you've come and a celebration of moving forward. So,
yes.
Perfect. Let's get to, now you have an event, PFLAG Sandpoint has an event planned for July 17th. I think it starts at 2:30 at the Granary District.
Correct. It's
an overflow of Pride Month is what I'm taking it to be.
Basically, yes. It starts at 2. I mean, well, originally we wanted to have it in June, but between what Spokane PFLAG and Spokane Pride and North Idaho Pride Alliance, the events that they had in June, they pretty much had something going on every weekend in June. And we thought, well, okay, let's, you know, since June is basically booked with all activities, let's push ours out a couple of weeks. And it's been, actually, it was a good choice because, like I say, we've got people coming from Spokane. We've got people coming from Coeur d'Alene, pretty much all over.
So why don't you give us a picture of what's going to happen on July 17th at 2 p.m. at the Granary District. And then we'll talk about the sponsors who are sponsoring this. But give us a little picture of what the event looks like and who's invited.
Okay. Well, as far as who's invited, anybody in North Idaho, if you want to show up and you want to come and enjoy the festivities, anyone is more than welcome to show up. It starts at 2. I'll be doing an opening. We have one of our members who will be doing a poem. The mayor, Shelby, will be doing a welcome. And then our keynote speaker is John McCrosty from District 16 down in Boise. He is the first openly gay man to serve in the Idaho legislature and to hold a leadership position in the legislature. And then we have different booths that will be set up in the parking lot. We have a bouncy house. We have face painting. We've got Tiki Pop, popcorn. They'll be here. The Sun Bear ice cream truck. Who else? It is pretty much the First Presbyterian Church will be here with the booth, the Human Rights Bonner County Human Rights Task Force, the North Idaho Pride Alliance, North Idaho AIDS Coalition. That's just to name a few who will be here. Those events go on from 2 to 6. From 6 to 8, we will be having a drag show with the main group is Queen Bee Productions, which are actually Sandpoint Drag King and Queens. And then we also have two drag queens coming from Coeur d'Alene and one for sure from Spokane, maybe more.
Okay. It's just,
and then from 6 to 8, and then 8 to 10, we're doing a dance party.
Okay, and there's a band?
There is. They will be playing somewhere in the 2 to 6 range. They will be playing. It is called Brahm Brada. They are a steel drum band from the Tri-Cities. They have performed pretty much all over the Pacific Northwest. They've been in Canada. They performed down in Disneyland. Six to eight is the drag show. 8 to 10, we're having a dance party, and our DJ for that is Coral. She is a Sandpoint native, and she is a music producer, DJ who has done, she's done shows all over the world. It's going to be a fun night.
Sounds good. I want to talk a little bit about who's sponsoring this, and then how can the community support and be involved, and then we'll get some contact information for folks that want to get more information about it. So let's start with your sponsors.
Sure. Okay. Well, our two main sponsors are Matchwood Brewing and Evans Brothers, of course. Schweitzer is one of our sponsors. We do have a raffle. They're offering a gift basket. We have our sponsors, Bluebird Bakery, Turvin, 219, La Chic Boutique, Inovia Foundation, Let's see who else. I know I'm missing okay. somebody.
That's okay. There's always someone that gets missed, but when people show up at the event.
Exactly.
And it's called, what is this event called?
It's called Sandpoint Pride Festival.
Festival, that's it.
Yes.
I think that's an important word for people to think about, because it is a festival, it's a celebration.
Exactly. Yes.
And the community, it's just a little bit more about contact information to find out more about this.
Correct. And we do have a website. It's www.sandpointpride.com.
Say that again.
www.sandpointpride.com.
Okay. Well, I think we have to kind of wrap it up. Anything more you'd like to say? Invite people, get inspired to attend your event?
Just like I say, that's basically what it is. It's a party. It's a celebration. Come and have a good time. You know, the Matchwood is doing a special brew for the event. They've got food specials. Evans Brothers is making a special coffee blend. So just come and have a good time. Come and celebrate. Come and see what, you know, just enjoy, celebrate the diversity that I know deep in my heart. I know that's what Sandpoint is. And I know that is what North Idaho is.
There you go.
And we just need to get back to that point.
All right. So again, I'm talking with Jeff Bonoff. He's the president of PFLAG Sandpoint. We're talking about the Pride Sandpoint Festival that will be taking place July 17th starting at 2 p.m. all the way into the evening, all kinds of things going on. It's at the Granary District. That's right between Evans Brothers and Matchwood there on to the right, to the west side of Fifth Avenue. You can't miss it. And this is, again, July 17th. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for coming on Zoom with me and telling us about this event.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the time we spent, and I'm looking forward to seeing Sandpoint there to help us celebrate.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.